Coordinates established at 2304. Planck functions indicate hold.
Relative flux at 10,000.
Interferometer interfaces at stage 3.
Transmission matrix coordinates in 30 seconds.
Computer, analog signal Sirius B, 2304.
Action!
Project Genesis by Paul Fain.
TX minus 20.
Director?
Holding on course.
Computer, this is Director Hall. Security condition red. Verify voice.
Verified. You have priority, Director.
What? What are you doing?
Computer, detail your directive.
Analog incoming signal binary star system Sirius B.
What wavelength?
1.35 centimeters. Receiving 10 pulses per second.
Professor Gerard, this has not been authorized.
Director, that is a pulsed signal, an artificial signal.
You are meant to be scanning on 21 centimeters and only at 21 centimeters.
Yes, I know, but can't you
understand? That was your directive. Computer, there have been a series of syntax errors relating to Sirius B. Suspend all instructions until clearance has been given by control.
What?
If you'll be kind enough to come to my office, I'll be pleased to explain.
I don't give a damn about your bloody research directives. I was given authority to scan for evidence of extraterrestrial intelligence.
Only in the waterhole and not at that frequency.
Oh, if you'd only listen.
I think I've listened long enough.
Can't you understand? Those signals, they aren't random. They modulate. They're a language. They have structure, order, meaning.
Meaning? And what precisely do you think they mean?
I don't know yet. But it's what we were expecting. Some sort of code.
Indeed.
Yes. Yes! But what's really astounding, the transmissions seem to be in English.
I see. Well, that's immensely convenient, isn't it? So you think there's a civilization 8.7 light years away that speaks the King's English, do you? Once you've managed to decode it, that is.
Soon. A few hours.
I'm afraid not.
What do you mean?
All research into Sirius B has been suspended indefinitely. You are to pursue the matter no further.
Oh, but that's ridiculous. A few more hours, don't you understand?
Those are my instructions.
But we've already... At least, I think...
Yes?
A word. One word. It seems some sort of key. Their beacon code, perhaps.
What word?
Look, I know it sounds crazy.
What word?
Genesis. The word is Genesis.
I'm sorry, James. Sir? Sergeant, I think you know what to do.
What is this?
Professor James Michael Gerard, I have authority to take you to a certain place to answer charges relating to the willful and deliberate transgression of government research directives as outlined in the Information Act of 1992.
I'm very sorry. I had no choice.
No choice?
Take him away, Sergeant.
Control, this is Unit 4.
You have clearance, Unit 4.
We're bringing Professor Gerard as requested. We are proceeding through Sector 5 with an ETA of 0700. Wait a minute. You better hold back on that. There's a column of prisoners on the road. About 200, I guess. You'd better extend our ETA by 10 minutes. Unit 4, out.
Why are we stopped? What's happening?
Ah, oh, relax, Professor. I'm just waiting for this line of garbage to clear the road. There's a new isolation camp close by.
Isolation camp? Can I see?
Well, we're still in Sector 5, so I don't suppose it can do any harm. Jonesy?
Yes.
You okay?
Yeah. Are those people, who are they?
Oh, they're not people, they're filth. Better than animals. Killers, looters, commies, wreckers, everyone.
But why are they holding on to each other like that?
But you really don't know. Well, they're blind, Professor.
Blind?
Sure. Xenon gas. Security's begun to use it again.
But I thought the Oslo Convention...
Oslo Convention, my ass. What else can the SRG do? This way they can break up a riot in 3 minutes, then identify the leaders at leisure. Believe me, once they lose their sight, they're as dope as lambs.
They have children.
Yeah, don't worry. The blindness wears off after 3 months.
I had no idea that things had got this bad.
Yeah, well, I suppose you scientists get a bit cut off from the real world. Okay, let's push our way through. What the hell you been doing, anyway?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, I'd give it some thought if I were you. You must really have upset someone. They're even bringing in a controller all the way from London. Now, why do you think they'd do that?
I wish I knew.
Control, this is Controller Hayden. I have now joined you here at base. Please, action voice verification.
Verified. You have clearance, Controller.
Thank you. Profile James Michael Gerard, Professor, Institute of Astrophysical Research.
James Michael Gerard, born Birmingham, Europe, May 23rd, 1977. Initial security rating Beta 2, first screened on graduation, University of London. Analysis inconclusive.
Now detail current research program.
Assigned research probe for potential extraterrestrial intelligence. Frequently transgressed research directive. Reprimanded July 6th, 2007. Surveillance now increased to full PCS.
Tell me, computer, do you think he might be of any use to us? Or should we dispose of him?
Well, this is as far as I take you. On the other side of the door, the computer will guide you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Good morning, Professor. I hope your journey wasn't too unpleasant.
Well, I feel
that... Please proceed to the elevator. Oh. Descending. Please proceed the length of the corridor. Controller Hayden is expecting you.
Professor Gerard, I'm Controller Hayden, Special Intelligence.
Where am I?
Please, take a seat.
Why have I been brought here?
You surprised me, Professor. I had imagined that that would have been explained.
Oh, yes, yes, the Information Act. But I hardly think that
will
that
you
justified...
join me in a cup of tea?
No, thank you.
Oh, dear. If only you'd observed your directive,
oh, just
then...
how do I connect with you people? I was on the verge of something of incredible
you
importance.
You mean Sirius B?
Yes, that's right. I mean Sirius B.
Fascinating, isn't
it? Oh, listen, damn you. I think there is evidence of a technical civilization...
Which is why you have been brought here.
But it's true. Look, check the bloody computer.
As far as that computer is concerned, neither you nor your research ever existed.
What?
All data has been dumped.
How can I convince you?
You don't have to. We've known for nearly 10 years.
You know?
Oh, yes. The Soviets first picked up the signals in 98.
I don't understand.
Precisely. Nor indeed do I, not entirely.
You say you've been receiving these signals for nearly 10 years?
Yes.
And yet, it's a secret.
It is not a secret, Professor. It is the secret. The fact is, you have inadvertently created something of a problem for us.
Oh, really?
Ironically, if your security profile had been more satisfactory, you'd have been involved with Project Genesis in the beginning.
Genesis? Project Genesis.
Oh, yes. You even managed to stumble that far, didn't you?
But what is it?
That is something very few people know. But you could be one of them.
In return for my silence and complicity.
I want your total and absolute commitment. If not...
A one-way trip to an isolation camp?
Good Lord, no. Even there, you'd be too dangerous. Be certain of this. We will not risk any breach of security whatsoever.
I see.
Are you sure you wouldn't like some tea?
Certain, thank you.
Professor, I'm going to tell you the truth about the European War.
The truth?
As you know, the war not only has the terrible distinction being the most horrific in our history, it was also the shortest.
5 hours.
5 hours and 7 minutes, actually. Anyhow, the Soviet aggression which obliged us to deploy tactical nuclear weapons in Central Europe
soon seemed to herald the inevitability of a monumental catastrophe. Military strategy rapidly became undermined by fear and blind panic. Then, approximately 8 minutes after the Alliance was obliged to sacrifice Berlin, and just as the horror seemed about to erupt across the world, everything stopped.
Stop?
That's right. The control computers throughout the entire world military complex simply ceased to function. Of course, then the politicians hurriedly seized back the initiative from the generals, and peace was restored. So you see, it wasn't a triumph of international diplomacy that reunified the charred remains of Germany. I'm sure you can imagine how the Kremlin reacted to this apparent manifestation of a divine intervention. Not to mention their relief on discovering the Pentagon war machine similarly disabled. However, shortly after, the first instructions were received from Sirius.
Instructions?
Oh, yes. Ever since the war, we have been under instructions. Very secret instructions. You're smiling, Professor.
I'm just beginning to realize all the implications. It's
perhaps a threat to our existence. I'm talking about manipulation, Professor. Not the Lord of Hosts appearing in a chariot of burnished gold.
So what are these instructions?
Simply that the major powers work together for the general good of the human race. Perhaps you might find it even more amusing to learn that that is precisely what has been happening.
Is this some sort of game?
I don't have much time for games.
Well, all right, just tell me how they managed to persuade everyone to be nice to each other.
By offering a very large reward.
And what's that?
Project Genesis aims to artificially provoke the next leap in human evolution. We are being offered a new kind of human being.
They can do that?
So they claim.
I'd still like to know more.
I can't tell you any more, and I thank you not to prevaricate.
Yes. Yes, all right. So where is this place? How do I get there?
My dear Professor, you are already here. Computer, permit access to Comrade Olenska.
Good morning, Controller.
Good morning. I'm pleased to tell you that Professor Gerard has agreed to join us.
You are to share quarters with your section leader, Dr. Rayner. You know him?
Well, I've heard of him,
but
I...
He is endowed with great brilliance, but prone to disturbing surges of erraticism. To be frank with you, his personality profile indicates an imminent nervous breakdown. Central Control projects that your temperament could have a stabilizing influence.
Hey, now
Professor
hold on.
Professor Gerard, if that were to be your only contribution, it would be an extremely important one. This way, please.
The recent escalation of civil disorder in Central Newcastle has been completely suppressed.
Sorry
by
to disturb you, Max, but Comrade Olenska and Professor Gerard are on their way to see you.
Yeah, okay, cut the news and permit entry.
Good morning, Dr. Rayner.
And a very good morning to you, comrade. Come in, Professor. Come in.
Thank you.
Professor Gerard has joined us from the Institute of...
I know. Great to have you aboard.
Thank you.
This will be your quarters. I am sure Max will...
I like everybody to call me Max.
I am sure Max will explain your directive and tell you where to report.
Mm-hmm.
So, if there are no further problems...
No, thank you. Thank you very much.
I hope you find your experience here stimulating.
I'm sure I will.
Good day to you, gentlemen.
Whew. Yeah, she scares the hell out of me, too. Some woman, a golden girl of the Moscow Academy, 3 years in succession.
Look, when am I going to find out about this place?
Well, if you ever do, I hope you come and tell me.
Yes, but you must know some...
Patience, Professor John.
Yeah, James. Call me James.
Well, James, I... Expect you're hungry, huh?
Oh, that can wait.
Well, why don't we eat and talk at the same time, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Help save our culture from extinction. Pretty noble stuff, huh? I like to think there's some sort of intergalactic conservation society. But who knows? That's one of the things I'm supposed to be deciding. But sometimes I feel like a caveman trying to split the atom by hitting two rocks together. Anyway, the Syrians claim they can stimulate the human mind into making the next evolutionary leap, whatever the hell that'll mean. A race of superhumans makes you feel a tiny bit uneasy, right?
Right.
On the other hand, it might just be the greatest mind-blowing adventure ever.
Yeah, but I still don't
understand. Section 14 right through there. They catalog and compile archetypes and cultural mythology. The data then goes to central control where it's transmitted to Sirius B. We take a ride here.
Descending.
Thank you. This place was apparently designed as a deep fallout shelter for your government in the event of the balloon going up. I suppose you do know how all this started?
I learned a few hours ago.
Yeah, well, I was actually around when it all happened, you know. Been assigned to Houston Control, Strategic Command. Man, you should have seen those generals expecting the Reds to attack at any moment and not a goddamn thing working. You know, some of those guys actually went down on their knees and prayed.
Yeah,
prayed to God to fix their computers. Sure was weird, you know.
Aren't you afraid
what?
That...
Oh, you mean security?
Yeah.
Hell no. What's the point? The creeps listen to every word you say. You can't even take a crap without some bastard monitoring it. Where do you want to sit?
Oh, well, anywhere.
Well, this looks pretty much like anywhere.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are pleased to show you today's menu.
Thank you. Same food, different taste. I should have number 8. It's a liquid concentrate. Save you the trouble of having to chew.
Okay.
2 8s, please. Well done.
A pleasure to be of service.
Tell me, James, did you always look so worried?
No, I'm just confused. There are so many questions.
Oh, ask away, so long as you don't expect too many answers.
Well, for a start... I would never have imagined a white dwarf like Sirius B to be capable of supporting a planetary system.
It may not be.
Well, what do you mean? You must have asked them.
Yeah, sure we did. We didn't get no answer. They ask questions, we give answers, and they return instructions which we dutifully execute.
So you take everything on trust?
Just about. Still, looking around the state of the world, who'd you prefer to trust?
Yes, they don't seem to have much competition, do they?
You haven't seen a half of it yet. I'm told this cozy little hole in the ground accommodates 500 of the finest minds from every nation in the world. Well, believe me, if they are the cream of humanity, God help us.
Oh, well, perhaps he is.
Yeah. Well, we've even thought about that one, too.
And?
Well, who knows? But if he is pulling the strings, he sure has one hell of a sense of humor.
You say they're trying to provoke an evolutionary leap.
Mm-hmm.
You know how?
Well, according to Section 11, if the human brain is sufficiently stimulated, it might cause the neurons to fire in a totally unique way. Each neuron triggering the firing of its neighbor, rather like the chain reaction in an atomic bomb. Only this explosion would happen right between your ears. Sounds like fun, huh?
Yeah, it's hilarious. Well, what could stimulate the brain to that extent?
Ah, now that we do know, courtesy of Sirius. Ever worked on the holographic information transfer system?
Well, only when I was a student.
Yeah, well, I didn't know much about it either, but... Hell, the easiest way is for me to show you. Well, this is it. Just looks like an empty room, right?
Right.
Okay. Computer, this is Dr. Max Rayner.
Verified.
I'm in Projection Theater 4-7 with Professor Gerard. Do you think we might put on a little show for him,
What did you have in mind, Doctor?
Oh, very good, computer. How about we start with an Arctic blizzard? Not too cold, though. Oh.
My God, what's happening?
We're in the Arctic. That's what's happening. It's an illusion, of course.
But it's so real.
Yeah, kind of strange, isn't it? You see, we're actually inside the hologram.
I can feel the snow, the wind. I can feel it cutting into my face.
The control computer is locked onto our brains, stimulating the memory centers. At the moment, all our sensory experience, the wind, the cold, and so on, is coming from memory. And that includes vicarious experience.
But the snow, look, I can pick it up.
Yeah.
It's so real.
You're simply remembering how it feels. There's actually nothing in your hand.
Oh, no? In which case, you won't mind me throwing it.
Computer, move your ass and go to Matrix Alpha 14. One nice, hot, steaming jungle.
Incredible.
Yeah, and it's bye-bye snowball.
How many more tricks can this room do?
As many as a human mind has experienced, and probably a lot more. That's where our cosmic friends come in.
Huh?
You see, the illusion we're experiencing now was designed by Section 23, but the real Genesis program, well, that's going to come from Sirius.
And you have no idea what that might be?
Nope, only that recently they seem to be particularly concentrating on our creation myths. But we won't really know what'll happen until the first volunteers actually tried it. And if the experiment is successful, there'll be projection theaters in every city in the world.
There's a snake!
What?
There's a snake.
Where? I don't see
that rock, behind that rock.
Nope, can't see it.
I tell you, it's behind the rock.
Now, what does it matter? This whole thing is an illusion, remember? Oh, James, you're shaking.
I've always had an irrational fear of snakes when I was a boy.
That explains it. That's what the computer's picked up on. It sometimes throws in one or two experiments of its own.
Look, can we leave?
Oh, sure, but first...
Please.
Let me show you my favorite, huh? A South Sea island. It'll relax you. Computer, go to Matrix Delta 12. You'll like this, I promise you. Girls in grass skirts, flower garlands, the works. Huh?
Dr. Rayner, there is concern that this line of inquiry is frivolous. Would you care to reconsider your instruction?
No, my silicon friend, I would not.
This is Central Control. Is there a problem?
Yeah, there sure is. Can't you program some respect into this flunky of yours? I
heard you. Matrix Delta 12 has been temporarily suspended. I think you should take Professor Gerard back to quarters. A tired mind is of little use to the project. Is it, Max?
Dwelling unit. Sweet dwelling unit.
Sorry?
Oh, nothing. I suppose they neglected to mention you're not allowed to leave this place, huh?
I had guessed.
Well, I shouldn't worry too much. The way things are looking, whatever's going to happen is going to happen pretty soon. It's just as well. But I don't think I could take much more of this. Especially with that bastard control computer breathing down my neck.
Yes. I felt like a naughty schoolboy.
Yeah, it scares the hell out of me, James. It knows everything. For nearly 10 years, it's been interfacing with all data relating to all facets of human experience. Our history, culture, physiology, psychology, neurology, you name it. And it's growing more autonomous all the time. But lately, it seems to have acquired a notion of self-consciousness. Self-awareness.
You mean it actually has a mind?
I mean it's the nearest thing to God either of us are ever likely to come across.
But if it's that powerful...
Ah, James, listen. We're both sentenced to sleep, remember? A computer, pressurize the other bed, will you?
May I suggest Professor Gerard take advantage of the sleep induction program?
Hey, very good thinking. James, if you put on those phones, control will brief you while you sleep.
What, these?
Yeah. And now just press orange, lie back, and close your eyes.
Welcome to Project Genesis. There will now follow a series of information units. Each unit has been given a pulsed overlay for maximum memory retention during your delta wave sleep period. Unit 1. Speculations on time and space. Einstein's principle of local causes may be false. Consider Bell's theorem. Information is being exchanged instantaneously between Earth and Sirius B. Therefore, if matter cannot exceed the speed of light...
Wakey.
What? Oh.
Coffee?
Coffee?
Mm-hmm. The genuine article. Enjoy your homework?
What?
The sleep induction program.
Oh, yes, yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, let me test you. I know. Molecular biology.
Oh, but I know nothing about...
Just give it a try, eh? Okay, question. Why encode genetic information in DNA and not directly in proteins?
because there seem to be no advantages in being able to switch back and forth between procedural and declarative representations. Hey, did I say that?
You sure did. But did you understand it?
No, I don't think I did.
Yeah, that's the trouble. All knowledge, no insight. Still, I told you their technology was amazing, didn't I?
Nearly as amazing as your coffee.
You're going to need it. Soon be time for your auto de fe.
By what?
A baptism by fire in the unpleasing shape of my fellow countryman, one General Arnold Schwartz.
Schwartz?
I thought you might have heard of him. But don't worry, he stays in Washington. Rules from afar, all done by satellite. His fat form sits in the middle of a video screen, barking away.
No. I think I've heard enough of this pink old crap. You might be content to sit on your fat butt and watch the world go by, but I'm not. And neither, sir, is the president.
General, you might as well throw stones at the sun.
Arnold,
Professor Crossier, that space cannon may not instill you with a great deal of confidence, but it's all we've got.
Arnold, even assuming their intentions are malevolent, it would take more than 8.5 years for that cannon to hit Sirius. They could probably zap us in 8.5 seconds.
Oh, goddamn you, Max. Can't even you see sense? It's the principle. If they know that if they zap us, we can zap them back.
General, we don't have a single operational military computer.
Listen, where I come from, if your back's against the wall, you stand like a man and fight. You fight with all you've got. The odds don't matter.
May I ask a question?
Oh, Arnold, this is Professor James Gerard.
You English professor?
Yes, I am.
I thought so. What's the question? Yeah.
If the Syrians can project superluminary information...
Super what?
Faster than light, General.
I'm sorry. My point is simply that we surely must assume that they have the capability of knowing everything we're doing, so any plan of attack...
That assumption has already been assumed. Thank you for your question. Now, Max, let's talk about these projection theaters. Just what the hell's going on in there?
Well, our ignorance, as they say, is profound.
Not the kind of answer I like to hear, Max.
It's the only one we have, General.
We do, of course, have some theories.
Oh, you have theories? Tell me, Comrade Chow, are these the old theories or brand spanking new theories?
I appreciate your difficulties, General, but we cannot give you facts without information. However, I can tell you that the holographic illusion has now become so powerful that the human brain can no longer distinguish it from reality.
Assuming our concept of reality is not in itself an illusion.
Dr. Krager, I have liaised with this section every month for the past 5 years. And during that time, I think I must have endured every half-assed weirdo idea that's going. And that includes the observation you just made.
I refuse to be talked to in this manner.
You'll do as you're told.
Hey, now, Arnold.
I'm sorry, Max. But you see, when I sit over here, listening to all that collective wisdom you have around that table, I just keep on hearing one word. And do you know what that word is, Dr. Krager?
Do enlighten me, General.
The word, Doctor, is brainwashing.
Brainwashing?
Yeah, the general means S-M-R.
Oh, S-M-R.
I know what I mean. The whole zonked-out human race might soon be volunteering to have its brains rinsed by some collective of super megalomaniacs, and all you can talk about is whether we exist or not. I eat, therefore I crap. Get it? Huh? Simple, isn't it? Comrade Chow.
General?
What about Genesis itself? Now, will this hypothetical superhuman grow an extra head, a pair of wings, or what?
We have a probability factor of 93% that any evolutionary leap will not result in any easily discernible physiological characteristics.
You mean they'll look the same as us?
Yes.
We won't be able to tell us from them?
That is correct.
Is it any wonder the Pentagon's going paranoid crazy? go on.
Well, we anticipate a reshuffling of both DNA and RNA, particularly in the area...
And that could be inherited?
Of course. Then there's telepathy. That has a probability factor of 87%.
How telepathic?
Well, maybe only a few hundred meters, but more probably several thousand. But it could even be light years.
Light years?
Yep.
And these Syrians are proposing to give this power to anyone who asks for it?
Mm-hmm.
No security, no screening, nothing? Does that sound like the strategy of a benign and responsible so-called superior intelligence? Now listen, I'm going to have to get back to the president. Oh, by the way, he asked me to tell you all that he prays each day for your guidance. Okay, let's wrap it up there. Thank you for your time.
Channel 6 closes transmission 11:32:08.
I'm sorry, Max, but Section 15 aren't really going to propose to use this space cannon?
No, no way, Francois. It's simply a palliative for the Hawks. The Ground Council would veto it anyway. I mean, he does seem right on one thing, though. We do seem to have very little time. Apparently, there's been a massive increase in program input over the last 24 hours.
And it doesn't correlate at all to any previous input.
Dr. Rayner, can you come to Section 14 immediately?
Yeah, I'll be there later.
I obviously failed to make myself understood. I said immediately, did I not?
Now, just who the hell
is... Easy, Max.
Okay. We better reconvene at 1400.
Where shall I...
James, I was going to take you to the central control, wasn't I? Well, you'd better string along while I sort out Comrade Alenska.
Dr. Rayner and Professor Gerard.
Permit entry. Professor Gerard, I don't recall giving...
He's here because I asked him to be. We're expected in control at 1300.
Computer... Do I have clearance for Professor Gerard?
One moment, please.
Clearance? What the hell for? We're all under PCS.
Clearance authorized.
Thank you.
Okay. What is it this time?
I assume you know that all projection theaters have been inoperable for the last 5 hours.
Yeah, and the increased input. That's what we were trying to discuss when you... Sorry.
At 0700, Central Control autonomously activated Projection Theater 27. And a being, a Syrian, materialized.
A Syrian?
Computer, put Projection Theater 27 on screen.
Instruction on hold.
On hold?
Our instruments are now frequently failing to register.
Instruction action.
But she's a girl.
Her physiognomy relates directly to a female humanoid in late adolescence.
Are you sure this isn't another illusion?
She's beautiful.
You're sure of nothing.
How long has she been like that?
Nearly 5 hours. A materialization was accompanied by the usual beacon code, followed by a brief information relay.
Well, I think we'd better hear it.
Computer, S-code film.
I am from that place you know as Sirius B. You are to call me Sophia. I come in peace so that you may understand.
Well, was that all?
Yeah, well, like the man said, she would say that, wouldn't she?
Max, I hope it is not necessary for me to emphasize.
Yeah, okay. Look at her.
I'm certain she knows we're watching.
We've no molecular analysis?
No, not yet.
Well, from where I'm sitting, she's a... Comrade Olenska, I hope you don't think I'm being too frivolous, but don't you think we should give her some clothes?
She will not permit access.
She's raising her head. She can hear us, I'm certain.
How could... My God, her eyes.
Isn't she beautiful?
She does know there's a monitor. Look, she's moving. Comrade Olenska, hadn't we better
it
get some...
It pleases me to be in your world.
For God's sake, somebody say something.
We welcome you. We are grateful that you have chosen to help us in our search for peace and understanding.
You will find nothing but that which you have hidden from yourselves.
I understand.
Hey, hold on, I'm damned if I understand.
Dr. Rayner.
Max, It would please me if you and James were to come to the projection theater.
What? Well, yeah. Yeah, well, sure.
Dr. Renner, kindly remember
Conrad
who is it.
Conrad Olenska. It would please me if you would admit my request.
Of course, but we have procedures.
Then I will wait.
Tell me, did that happen?
It happened.
Well, then, what are we waiting for?
I have already called an extraordinary meeting of the Grand Council. The delegates will arrive from their respective countries in 3 hours. That is what we wait for.
I never heard such crap.
General Schwartz, may I please remind you that it is surely possible to pursue your point without resorting to insult.
I apologize to the Grand Council, Madam Chairman. But I would still like to know exactly what Commissar Kolin was expecting. A little green man with 8 legs, perhaps?
There is no necessity for absurdity.
But what about Comrade Olenska? Don't you value her testament?
General Schwartz, I myself do of course believe you, but that two independent life forms should follow identical evolutionary paths. Well, my advisors tell me the odds against this are, shall we say, astronomical.
Yeah, the commissar's right, Arnold. Seems to me the Saerians are simply giving us exactly what we want. She might even just be an extension of that damn control computer. Nothing more than a fabrication, an illusory composite of human wish fulfillment.
Are you saying she's not real?
Well, yeah, kind of. I'm sorry, Arnold, but I just can't give you a straight answer.
Look, Max, are they the good guys or the bad guys?
We'll just have to wait and see, Arnold.
Well, before you go, I think you'd better listen carefully to what Professor McKenzie has to say.
Thank you, General. Gentlemen, sections 14, 27, and 43 have all confirmed the accelerating decrease of the world population. At first, it was thought that sterility could be attributed to the increased radiation resulting from the European war. But this would explain a fall of only a few hundred thousand.
Only a few hundred thousand.
Professor Gerard, you are here as a scientist, not a moralist.
Yeah, put a socket in, huh? Go on, McKenzie.
Recent research has revealed that the fall in the birth rate can now be measured in millions.
You still think they're the good guys, Max?
I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, it certainly makes sense to me. No births, no population. Now listen, Max. Whatever's in the projection theater better have some good answers.
Access permitted at 1600.
Data record S-code, Philum, July 23rd, 2007. Dr. Rayner and Professor Gerard have now entered projection theater 27. PCS holding on all monitors. The alien remains sitting motionless.
Sophia, on behalf of all the peace-loving people of planet Earth, I welcome you.
She's not responding.
It is our earnest hope that this meeting will mark the beginning of an era of peace and understanding between our two worlds.
PCS still holding. Still no response. No, hold on to that. She's raising her head. She's... Damn. Surveillance failure. PCS fade out at 1638.
Such words of wisdom, James. Were they yours?
No. But they express what I truly hope.
I understand.
We brought you these. They're clothes. You know, in case you were...
Thank you.
I feel a little foolish. I mean... I'm a scientist, and you're... Well, here we are talking about clothes. If there is anything else...
Sophia, the Genesis program, is it ready?
No, it is not. That is why I have come. It would seem that knowledge and power are accessible to only a small proportion of your population. Is this true?
Well, if you put it like that, yes, yes, it is, but...
Then it is necessary that I verify certain of our conclusions.
Yes, well, what do you want to know?
There are those in your society known as dissenters, outsiders. I should like to meet some of them.
Oh, I'm sure that can be arranged.
No, not here. Such people are kept in isolation camps, are they not?
James?
Yes. Some of them are, yes.
Then that is where I would like you to take me.
We'd have to get clearance.
Then please do so.
If you don't mind, we have a few questions.
That would not be appropriate.
Please, try and understand. We have instructions.
What do you wish to know?
The birth rate of our species is falling dramatically. Some of our leaders believe that it's happening deliberately, that the cause is extraterrestrial.
Your leaders are correct. The cause does come from beyond your world, but the fault lies within yourselves.
I'm sorry, I don't... I mean, why?
To show you our mercy.
Mercy? We seem to have a problem of semantics here, James.
Your simple language causes no such problem.
Oh, well, in that case, you'll forgive me if I express a little anger. What you seem to be saying is that you're systematically destroying our future generations as an act of mercy.
The logic is of your world, not mine.
Well, look, we might seem like animals to you, but surely we have a right to survive, huh? Has your culture no sense of moral responsibility? When you stopped our crazy war, it seemed to us like a gracious act of God. Are you now saying that the only reason you saved our pathetic planet was to take it for yourselves?
We do not want your world. If we had not intervened, the war would have destroyed more than half your population. We have been able to modify your destiny, but we cannot change it.
You mean soon there'll be no children at all?
Not until your population has reduced itself to its destined limit.
And how long will that take?
35 years.
So that's your mercy, is it? World without children?
By our actions, we have enabled all life on your planet to survive. Max, are you capable of imagining the horror of the alternative?
You see, we are not only members of a species, we are individuals. And as individuals, our children are deeply important to us. We form a very special bond with them, which we call love.
Then is this love not a perversion? Even now, many of your species are dying of hunger. Most are children. We do not understand why this is necessary.
It isn't necessary, but we still do not have the means, the power to correct it.
You do not have the power to give food to a starving child.
Well, yeah, well, I suppose we must seem a little primitive, but it's really not so simple. If you take away our children, you take away our hope.
Our purpose is to give you hope. You have been given time to think, and the technology in this room will give you the opportunity to change. Perhaps when your children return, you will have learned to love them all.
Half the population? I just don't believe it. Computer.
Yes, General?
Use the parameters of the 1998 European war and calculate die-offs in a hypothetical total war situation.
Do you wish to assume the employment of chemical weapons?
Yeah, why not?
Parameters embrace a range of 17.8% of world population and include an upper limit of 100%.
Oh,
100% means total extinction, Arnold.
So, we just accept it, huh? Well, you guys might be willing to swallow this clone crap about cosmic justice, but I'm not. Madam Chairman, I move that the Grand Council gives the Space Cannon Project total and absolute priority.
The proposal is passed unanimously.
Right. Now, what else?
She wants us to take it to an isolation camp.
Well,
she says she's here to collect more information about us. Where better to observe firsthand the richness and truth of the human condition?
I don't find your flippancy particularly constructive, Dr. Rayner.
I do think Max has a point. Controller Hayden, am I right in assuming that since Bisham Wood is a new camp, all the prisoners will still be blind?
Yes, the rehabilitation process will not begin for another 8 weeks.
Then they are surely peculiarly susceptible to influence.
You mean they could be like guinea pigs for some kind of experiment?
Precisely.
But to determine what?
Well, for example, take a human phenomena such as hope or courage or violence. We can't program a computer to analyze these qualities, but perhaps Sophia can. Provided first that she experiences them. There is, of course, a danger in allowing this, but since we have come this far...
There is one other thing. She wants us to walk to the camp.
Walk?
Yeah, that's right, walk. Incognito.
But that will make surveillance virtually impossible.
You surely have informants in the camp?
Of course, but what about security? We can't possibly guarantee her safety.
So...
I beg your pardon.
So we tell her we can't guarantee her safety. We adopt a policy of strict non-intervention. You hear that, Max? No interfering.
Yeah, I heard.
We just sit back and watch what she does. There's nothing of real importance in the camp, so if she does get out of line, we just blow the whole goddamn lot up.
I agree. May I further propose, in the interests of world peace and understanding, that Comrade Annika Alenska, accompany the two representatives of the best.
Oh, I was wondering when you'd get around to that. Okay.
Thank you, General.
You will leave first thing in the morning.
It is peaceful here.
Yeah, sure is. Ah, that feels good.
The water soothes your feet?
Yeah. Walking, I'm not used to.
Annika, are you always so serious?
It is how I am.
The truth is, Sophia, in our different ways, we're afraid.
You fear me?
A part of me does, yes. But more than that, there's so much we wish to know.
Tell us about your world, Sophia.
It is not the time. You would not understand.
But Project Genesis... will that help us understand?
If you are chosen.
So who chooses?
They will choose themselves. But many will not be chosen.
And then?
That is for you to decide.
You see, Sophia, I'm a scientist and...
Then look to your science. Since the beginning, the energy of the universe has radiated your world. Particles are created and destroyed in rhythmic pulses as they cascade through your atmosphere. Those trees, the rocks, this sand, the water and the air, all are vibrating molecules and atoms. Even now, the elements of your own body are participating in this same cosmic dance. This is surely what your science teaches you. Yet still, you do not understand. Instead, your science makes evil anonymous. You organize evil bureaucratically. You no longer see those you kill. You forget to care.
Hey, now hold on. I've never liked mixing with the military, but you...
But you still do.
So funny, I have no choice. None of us do. You think we don't know how sick and voracious this world is?
Max, this is enough.
You wish to conceal the truth?
No, I do not. But please understand.
Max has been working very hard.
Oh, Annika, this is the first time in 5 years that we can actually say what we feel. Does that scare you so much?
Huh? We were given a directive.
Oh, directive. I'm sick up to here with directives. Sophia, I don't know who or what the hell you are, but just realize this. I don't make policy. People like us don't make the decisions. I do as I'm told or I'm out of my ass. We simply can't change it. And I'll tell you why. Because most of us on this beautiful, demented planet are stupid, crazy, ignorant. Time and time again, we let ourselves be led by the nose. Wars to end all wars. Oh, the crap we swallow. It's just so easy. All they do is tell us we're going to be attacked. Beware the boogeyman. Anyone who disagrees is denounced for lack of patriotism, for exposing the nation to danger. It works the same in every country. It's a sickness.
This sickness is what you call nationalism?
Yeah, that's right. Nationalism. Sounds pretty primitive, huh? Oh, but never let it be said we aren't making progress. Oh, no. A few hundred years ago, it was only one village kicking the hell out of the next. All in the name of some long-forgotten, glorious ideal.
It is characteristic for an emergent species to resolve conflict through violence.
Yeah, I know that.
But then you learn something of importance. I do not come to judge you, Max. I wish only for you to change.
Change? Change into what? It's all very well to rewrite the genetic code, but what the hell is it going to say, huh?
You will know when the time comes.
You still don't understand. Who do you think is going to be allowed to go through that box of tricks, huh?
All that want to.
Oh, you really believe that, don't you?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you who'll be first. All the presidents, the commissars, the generals, the politicians.
It would not matter. Such people want power, not change. That is why authority fears deviation. You become what you admire. And if your leaders admire conformity, then they cannot change. Now, let us continue our journey.
There it is. That must be the outer perimeter. Anything that crosses that line gets fried, so I suggest we don't get too close.
Stay exactly where you are. You have entered the Ministry of Defense restricted zone. Please await further instructions.
Jane, somehow I don't think you're going to need that map anymore.
Okay, just what the hell are you people doing out here?
We're a UN delegation. I think we're expected.
UN delegation? What's with the walking in?
Well, Sergeant, you know how it is. It was such a nice day. The sun was shining and the birds were singing.
Listen, Yankee Doodah, if you want that fat mouth to stay part of your head, I suggest you keep it shut.
I am Annika Alenska, and I suggest you respect your directive and escort us to reception immediately.
These people were picked up close to the outer perimeter, sir. They claim to be a UN delegation.
Oh, thank you, Sergeant. That'll be all.
Sir.
I'm sorry if you had any trouble, but naturally we were not expecting you to arrive by foot. I've been told you intend to spend a few days actually inside the inner compound.
Mm-hmm.
So may I advise the conditions in the camp can seem a little harrowing. Also, even with an armed escort, it is not always possible to guarantee complete safety. Perhaps it might be better for a girl to remain here.
We stay together, Commander.
And we will not require an escort.
Out of the question.
Commander. You will please do as you are directed.
Very well, but I take no responsibility.
That is understood.
In that case, if you will kindly follow me, I will myself escort you to the inner compound.
Of course, many of the prisoners were suffering from malnutrition before their arrest. We do our best, but as you can imagine, with so few available resources...
So what exactly are you doing here, huh?
Safeguarding our future, Dr. Rayner. Now, over there, you see the entry shaft to what will be one of the deepest fallout shelters in all Europe. When we finish, we project a survival factor of 93% for more than 10,000 people. We'll never be able to protect everyone, of course, but perhaps these days that is no bad thing. Well, here I must leave you. You're certain you will not accept an escort?
No, thank you, Commander.
I advise extreme caution. Good day to you all.
God, the smell. Max, this is much, much too risky.
You think I don't know?
But huh? Just look at them.
Are you afraid, James?
Yes, Sophia, I am. God, I don't believe it. Look, they've got children here. That kid, he can't be more than 10 years old.
What happens, 27?
Did you know this was going on, James? Huh?
Not really.
Well, what do you mean, not really?
American. Mister, you're an American.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm an American, sir.
You have food. Huh? You want to screw my sister. You'd like her very much.
No, thanks.
I have a brother. You prefer my brother?
No, I don't want your brother either.
You must want something. I can get you anything if you give me food.
Here, little boy. Take this.
What is this? I can't eat this.
It's a food concentrate. Twist the top and squeeze the tube.
Your voice is strange.
I am Russian.
A Russian and an American? Together?
We're not prisoners. We're just visiting.
Ah, now I understand. You can see, can't you?
Yes.
What heart?
26.
Why are they shouting numbers, son?
That's how we know where we are. The huts are all the same, but the numbers are different.
Ah.
We learn quickly. Now I know all of this camp. I will be your guide if you give me more food.
I think you've just got yourself a job, son.
Why were you brought here?
My father. He was a bad man. He made bombs to throw at the SRG. We all did. But we won't do that again. If you know important people, tell them we're sorry.
And is your father sorry?
He was killed in the hole.
The hole?
That is where we work. The hole will protect our important people when your country's next make war.
What's that?
It is a warning. Someone has heard your voice.
Who are you?
We are friends.
You can see?
Yes, I can see.
What do you want?
I have need of nothing. I wish to talk about the rebellion. Your plan to kill the commander.
Just who the hell are you?
I wish to help you.
Hey now, Sophia,
Max,
you can't.
Please.
An American. You say you want to help and you bring an American.
Your blindness has taught you hate, not wisdom.
Listen, woman. I learned to hate long before they poisoned my eyes.
So you will not trust me?
I trust nobody.
Then you shall trust me. Ryan, leave your blindness and walk into the light.
I can see. I can see!
What?
Forgive me.
I do not want your worship.
Please, I want to see. Can you make me see?
No. It is not the time. It would not be right.
What the hell are you talking about? You'll do it for that bastard, but not for the little kid?
Please.
It is not you who is sick. One day, you will understand. Ryan, you have a leader. A blind man who is not blind, yet cannot see. Take me to him.
Schwartz!
Sorry to disturb you, General. This is Central Control.
Yeah?
Thought you ought to know the computer's begun to receive the Genesis program.
You make anything of it?
Not really, sir. Only that it seems to relate to the human genetic code.
Well, that's what we were expecting, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. The thing is, though, sir, it's not coming from Sirius.
Where the hell is it coming from?
The isolation camp, sir.
What?
That's right, sir. We think Sophia's acting as some kind of transmitter.
Well, is that possible?
Only if she has the capability to emanate electromagnetic waves, sir. Can she do that, sir?
How the hell would I know? What does Section 11 say?
Oh, they're as puzzled as we are, sir. But they say if she can interface directly with the control computer, then there's every chance she can interface with the human brain.
Meaning?
Meaning whatever she experiences, so does the control computer.
No.
Not only would they share the same mind, sir, they'd share the mind of whoever she meets.
Come closer to the fire. Let me see your face. A young girl, Alex. Very beautiful.
How could she know of our plan? We hadn't even decided. There has to be a trick.
And it's a very clever one.
You're a fool, Ryan. You've risked everything, Alex. I can see you. Don't you understand?
Ah,
they've got drugs. There were no drugs. I tell you, it was a miracle.
Alex, there's no point. Will you let me say goodbye to me, Meanwhile?
John, she is not an agent. She comes to help us.
Ryan, you're either a fool or a traitor. I no longer care which. Will you let me see me wife?
Tell me why you wish to kill the commander.
Well, it would have been a gesture against what he represents.
By killing the man, you will not kill what he represents.
Is this how you get your pleasure? By tormenting us?
Alex, she is a savior. Believe me.
A savior. Listen, savior. Make my eyes see, then I'll believe you.
And if I did, what would you do?
Fight back. Fight back, that's what I'd do.
You'd kill the commander?
Gladly.
And the guards?
If I could.
And their families?
I didn't choose to live like this. I am what they've made me. Don't try and reason with me.
Alex, if I were to let you see a map of the whole world, could you point and show me where to find reason?
Reason? Reason's a state of mind.
And do you see reason in your mind?
Woman, all I can see is memory. All we want to do is live in peace.
Then live in peace. Lead by your example. Show them reason. Let them see reason. Let them come here and find reason. Believe this, and I will give you strength.
What the hell is that?
It means if you've not come to arrest us, we must go to work.
If that is your wish.
It's not our wish. We've no choice.
You merely choose to have no choice.
If we don't go, they'll come and force us.
That is their choice. You do not have to be things that crawl in the ground.
And what if they choose to shoot us?
Then you will be free.
Now come on and stop them, sir. You all okay?
Yes, thank you, Sergeant.
Hey, are you three? You deaf as well as blind. I said get in line.
I'd prefer not to.
You what?
I said...
I heard what you said. I just didn't believe you said it. Perhaps you'd prefer my boot in your face.
Your choice.
What is this,
Ryan?
No, John. I believe
Listen,
in her.
You stinking heaps. Get your asses out of here.
I also choose not to.
And what about you?
I choose not to.
The commander has long suspected these three of being involved in acts of sabotage. Last night, they refused to join their work team, and very quickly, their example was followed by others. It would seem they have been very much influenced by Sophia.
Influenced? In what way influenced?
We don't know that.
But why not? It's vital. What about your informants?
It seems our informants no longer wish to inform.
There is even a belief that she is a new messiah.
New messiah?
Section 11 did predict something like this, but nevertheless, it does make our position rather difficult. Soon the entire camp will be on the brink of anarchy.
Hadn't we better get her out?
But what do you suggest we do? Have her arrested?
What action has the commander taken?
As yet nothing. But he has asked for authority to send in the SRG.
The SRG? Ah, those boys are pretty tough, aren't they?
Yes, General. They are.
Still, it might not be such a bad idea.
You appreciate the probable consequence.
Maybe, maybe not. That kind of confrontation would certainly force Sophia's hand. And if she can perform miracles, I'd rather know about it sooner than later, wouldn't you?
I agree. If this is some sort of test, I don't think we can afford to show weakness.
Very well. But might I make a suggestion?
Please do.
I propose we leave the decision as to the actual deployment of the SRG to the commander. Let him use his discretion. That way, we absolve ourselves of any direct responsibility.
I come as a peacemaker, that I might turn the discord and rivalry of your elements into oneness and melody. But first,
You yourselves must be the peacemakers.
Peacemakers? Look at us. We are blind, starving.
It is only in the exchanging of the gifts of the earth that you will find abundance and be satisfied. But unless that exchange be in love and kindly justice, it will lead some to greed and others to hunger. You must learn to show all people and nations the same justice, kindness, and mercy which you desire for yourselves. When you truly feel and recognize this, every iniquitous law will disappear of itself.
We want to be free. How can we be free?
If you choose your own destiny, you will always be free. You are intelligence. It is intelligence that has erected and hardened the structure of your bones. And it is intelligence that will lift the veil that clouds your eyes. Your world is heavy with a promise of great things. Therefore, be of one mind, having compassion one for the other. Now, be at peace and meditate upon my words.
Oh, come on, James. This is some gullibility quotient I keep hitting.
Can't you see the effect she's having on those people?
Yes, I can see the effect. You know the score. No work, no food. They're sitting there starving to death. James, she's playing games with them. To her, they're just data, information.
Oh, God, you're so cynical.
Am I? Well, it might look like the Sermon on the Mount to you.
There have been precedents, you know.
What? Oh, you mean the guy who tripped around Galilee with the sandals and the long hair?
Yeah, yes, he's one.
And what about the guy with the cute mustache who wasn't too crazy about Jews, huh? Was he another? You see, the effect of the two sometimes looks uncomfortably alike.
I think I can tell the difference.
James! Whether or not you choose to view her as a messiah is irrelevant.
Yes.
You should, however, recognize that the tendency is idealist and dangerous.
Oh, don't you like Marx and Lenin having a little competition?
Professor Gerard...
Well, we've all seen where Soviet rationality gets us, haven't we?
No less far than superstition.
Oh, superstition.
Or are you so unfamiliar with the history of the Catholic Church? How many millions have died and suffered on that cross of ignorance?
Why don't you try listening to her?
I have carefully recorded her every word.
Without understanding any of it. She's talking of liberation, not suppression. You of all people should know it's not an economic revolution we need. We need a revolution of the mind, of the spirit.
The two are inseparable.
James, James, pretty words aren't going to change the world. Annika's right. Psychologically, we're total suckers for that kind of stuff.
So why did they stop the war?
Maybe they prefer their planets non-radioactive.
Well, I think they used to call it fate, Max.
Fate? Oh, you should be sitting over there with the real drones, waiting to be led to the promised land. James, we don't need another Jesus Christ. We need a million Christs, a million Einsteins, a million Shakespeares, yes, even a million Karl Marxes. But not another one of anything. Okay? We've had too much of that. So let's have no more of this messiah crap, eh?
I can't help feeling Sophia would agree with you.
Are we part of the UN delegation?
We are.
The commander's compliments. He wants to talk to you.
Comrade Olenska, if this is some kind of social experiment, I think I should at least have been informed.
I presume you have contacted security.
Of course. But it seems they're content to wash their hands of the affair. I am directed to use my discretion.
You must do what you think right, Commander.
Then there would seem to be no alternative.
Well, I wouldn't try to break up the party if I were you.
Dr. Rayner, there are three units of the SRG waiting outside the inner perimeter. If necessary, I will not hesitate to use them.
The SRG?
Are you crazy? You can't turn those bastards loose.
I will, unless you persuade the girl to get the prisoners back to work.
You don't understand. See, she kind of has a mind of her own, you know.
I will not tolerate anarchy. I will give you 10 minutes.
What the hell kind of a man are you?
I think you'd better try, Max.
Okay. See if you can talk some sense to this guy, huh?
Commander, Have you any idea what the word martyr means?
I am well aware of the delicacy of the situation, Professor Gerard.
Sophia. Sophia,
an American.
He is a friend. He comes in peace.
Sophia, you must tell these people to return to work.
They will decide for themselves.
But you don't understand. The commander's called in the SRG.
That is his choice.
You've got to persuade them to go back.
They will decide for themselves.
The SRG, they're like wild animals.
They are men, like yourself.
Sophia, they are evil.
They are not evil. No man is evil. There are only evil actions.
Commander, she won't listen.
Oh, very well. Sergeant?
Sir.
Direct the major to bring up his men.
Sir? This is your commander. You are surrounded by the SRG. Unless you return to work immediately, they will follow procedure and execute 1 in 20. For those who comply, there will be no recriminations. Please do as you are directed.
Now is the time. Remember, love, and do as you will.
They stay, but they're afraid.
Then let them sing. Your example shall give them strength.
And in those feet in ancient time walk upon England's mountains green, and was the Holy Lamb of God on England's pleasant pastures seen, and in the fountain lands divine shine forth.
They're singing, sir.
I do have ears, Major, and you have your directive.
But, sir, while they sing...
Then let your conscience be thankful they're not praying. 1 in 20, Major.
Yes, sir.
Right. You know your orders. Fire!
Six-four.
It's no good, sir. Having no effect.
Repeat your directive.
Sir!
Repeat your directive.
Fire!
Where's your God now, James, huh?
Fire!
Sir, the men, they're frightened. It's the girl. She seems to have some kind of power. I'm afraid they'll mutiny, sir.
Well, tell your men to withdraw.
Sir.
Then execute the girl.
Sir, I...
Look,
I...
give me that.
I'll do it myself.
You crazy bastard. I'll break your neck first.
Don't just stand
there.
Ah! Max!
James.
What?
What the hell was the point of it all?
You killed him. Did you have to kill him?
Put a guard on that man.
Sergeant.
Now, give me that gun.
Commander, you don't know what you're doing.
And then... then she simply disappeared. Dissolved.
So then what did you do?
Well, for quite a few moments, nothing. Nobody did. Then the prisoners began to leave. I just stood watching. I felt a deep sense of emptiness, sadness.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Put it in your report.
Thank you for your cooperation, Professor. You may go now.
Thank you.
Well then, Commissar Kolov, it would seem we are ready to begin the final stage of Genesis. Now, who do you think should be first?
Control, ready to coordinate program in 20 seconds. Security on full alert at IPG minus 18. Control computer is going to override at IPG minus 70.
Do we still have PCS?
Full PCS holding at IPG minus 11, sir.
Stand by for green, controller.
Computer, free screen.
You have green.
That's Controller Hayden, isn't it? So he was chosen to be first, was he?
Yes. Yet another political compromise.
When was this?
About 2 hours ago. Computer, continue playback.
IPG minus 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Entry permitted 0608.
We've lost PCS.
Oh, goddammit. Is there no way we can find out what's happening in there?
Sorry, sir. Must be part of the program.
So
sir.
We just have to wait, huh?
So how long did you have to wait?
Exactly 12 seconds.
12 seconds?
Watch the screen.
Hell, that was quick. Are you sure this...
Controller Hayden, how do you feel?
I feel fine, thank you, Commissar.
What do you mean you feel fine? How fine, goddammit? Superhuman fine or just plain fine?
I feel... no different.
No different? Are you sure?
I think so.
You think so? What happened in there?
I don't know.
Where is he now?
Section 18, genetics.
Wait a minute. That light. Look at that light. See if you can disintegrate it. Well, come on, man. Concentrate.
It's no use. I can't.
God damn it. What is this?
It's general. Let the medics look at
it. Yeah, take him away.
I'm sorry. I did try.
Well, if this is meant to be super advanced technology...
Perhaps Controller Hayden was not suitable.
Oh, meaning you might be more suitable. Is that it, Commissar Collins?
I did not say that. But it seems to me that since the delegation spent so much time with Sophia, they might be more sympathetic to the technology. I think perhaps we should ask Comrade Alenska.
Computer, free screen.
So... it's to be you, is it, Annika?
No, James. It is to be you. What? Politics. Will you agree?
Oh, yes, of course.
James, there are many risks. And even if you were successful, they might not ever allow you to leave.
Now, why are you telling me this? That can't have been in your directive.
No, it was not. I think perhaps I have been a scientist for too long. Or at least not the right kind of scientist. James, good luck.
IPG minus 5, 4, 3...
PCS holding.
2, 1... Entry permitted 0901...
Security on full alert, sir.
We've lost PCS again.
PCS fade out at 0901 plus 7.
Adenine. Guanine. Thymine.
Cytosine.
DNA.
The four elements of life.
Yes.
Within you.
Yes.
We are your eternal self, come to lead you to the threshold of your own mind.
Be not afraid. We reveal nothing but that which already lies in the dawning of your knowledge.
You will walk the path of the ancient forefather you know as Adam. Our words will be your words.
Your words will be our words.
Understand deeply and meditate on this.
Before the visible universe was formed, its mold was cast. The mold was called the archetype.
The archetype was in the supreme mind long before the process of creation began.
Beholding the archetype, the supreme mind became enamored of its own thought, and the word appeared as a pillar of flame out of the darkness, born of the mystery of the mind.
So taking the word as a mighty hammer, it gouged out caverns in primordial space, cast the form of spheres in the archetypal mold, and sowed the seeds of all living things.
The union of the word and the mind produces that mystery which is called life. The name of the word is reason. Reason is the child of thought, and reason shall divide the light from the darkness and establish truth in the midst of the waters.
I am your mind, which was before substance was divided from spirit and darkness from light.
From light and life, in our image and after our likeness, we made man. And man, looking into the depths of the earth, smiled, for he beheld a shadow upon the earth, and a likeness mirrored in the waters.
And man fell in love with his own shadow, and desired to descend into it.
Nature, beholding the descent, wrapped herself about the man whom she loved, and the two were mingled into human form in that place you call Eden.
This is the garden of your beginning.
Sophia.
The garden is an illusion of your own creation. I come to lead you to the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Of the fruit of my experience, you may freely taste. And fear of death, deliver to the winds.
When Adam took the fruit, he was cast out. How do I know you do not deceive me?
Through evolution, you have acquired knowledge. I now offer you the wisdom to understand. Too long have you forsaken reason to live under the shadow of illusion and dwell in the darkness of ignorance. I do not deceive you. Take the fruit, for it nurses the seeds of your salvation.
I am afraid.
The choice has to be yours. The reptile awakes. I must leave you.
The reptile?
I am the guardian of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Who dares disturb my ancient sleep?
I am a man.
Man, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. More than you are, you cannot be. You are a creature of the outer world, and it is forbidden you enter this inner place.
In my past, I have listened to your words, and they've led me into sorrow. I'm tired of the world of illusion. There is no happiness, no peace, no good, no future in my ignorance. I will take the fruit.
Man is what he knows. To be aware is to be. Behold, the gate is open.
It is the end of the beginning.
You are the first. The light. Look into the light.
You are the first. The light. Look into the light. Look into the light.
Look into the light.
Look into the light.
Look into the light.
Look into the light.
Mama! Mama!
You made it, man. You made it.
Max. Max, where are you?
Oh, well, that's kind of a difficult one.
But you're alive.
Well, yes and no. It kind of depends on your definition of life. But the important thing is, I do still have consciousness. I can think. And now, through you and people like you, I can communicate. Anyway, there's lots of others here, and they all want to help. So why don't you get your ass out of that room and we can start sorting things out?
But, Max, that means we're immortal.
Yeah. Kind of makes a different picture, doesn't it? Oh, by the way, James, how do you feel?
I feel good, Max. I feel good.
In Project Genesis by Paul Thane, Nigel Anthony played James, Ed Bishop, Max, Jill Lidston, Sophia, Miriam Margulies, Annika, David March, General Schwartz, and Peter Ahn, Controller Hayden. Colef and Chow were played by Barry Denham, Central Computer and John by Stephen Thorne, Director Hall and the Guardian by Anthony Newlands. The Commander, Peter Tutnam, Ryan, Stuart Organ, Alex, Crawford Logan, The Boy, Paul Russell, Sorella, Francis Jeter, Decker, Catherine Parr, Craigor, Alex Jennings, Crozier, James Carey, Technician, Nigel Graham, Jonesy, Simon Hewitt, Control, Rosalind Adams. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The play was directed by Glyn Dearman.
And you have another opportunity to hear that programme on Monday at 3:02. Tomorrow evening we come to episode 3 of our thriller serial, The Left-Handed Sleeper. Patrick Cadwell has just solved one problem, only to be confronted with another.
Cadwell?
Pat, where are you?
On the M4, just approaching Maidenhead.
And make it snappy, we're in strife.
What's happened?
The girl who shared the flat with Richard's secretary, Letitia, what's her name, Parks.
What about her?
Well, she's gone, disappeared. She stayed the night with a Mrs. Moss, went out this morning about 9 to buy a toothbrush and some other stuff. She never got to the shops, and she hasn't returned.
Okay, I'm on my way. Speed it up, driver. Use your siren.
Annette Crosby and Richard Pascoe star in part 3 of The Left-Handed Sleeper tomorrow night at 7:02 here on Radio 4.